Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball. Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
The Arizona Cardinals needed a win last night in Mexico City to stay relevant in conversations for an NFC playoff spot. That did not happen. In fact, the San Francisco 49ers routed the Cardinals 38-10 at Estadio Azteca. Oof. Jimmy Garoppolo threw four touchdown passes, two each to George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk. The San Francisco defense put the clamps on the Cardinals' marginalized offense, forcing two turnovers, holding them to just 67 yards on the ground, which was a season low. Arizona also lost wide receiver Rondale Moore to a groin injury early in the game to add to their already lengthy injury list. Arizona now 4-7 with six games remaining. 49ers with the win bumped their record to 6-4. And via their win over Seattle in week two, they're in first place in the division heading into Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, quite a difference in class on the football field last night.
It was, yeah, pronounced.
Yeah.
The 49ers, I mentioned their record. The Cardinals return home, their real home at State Farm Stadium, Sunday to host the Los Angeles Chargers in a week 12 matchup. Last game before the bye. Obviously, it's not a Big Red Monday. We'll call it Big Red Tuesday. Lots of breakdown, recap, and thoughts and analysis on what was just a one-sided affair after halftime last night in Mexico City. Suns in action tonight in Game 2 of their four-game homestand that started Sunday with a win over the Knicks. Tonight's opposition will be supplied by the Los Angeles Lakers, who, believe it or not, are coming in on a three-game winning streak. LeBron James has not played in any of those three games, but Anthony Davis has, and he has played well.
Yeah, you told me he's actually on fire?
The eight-time All-Star is averaging 35 points and 17 rebounds per game over the three-game streak. Nowhere, I haven't seen the stats on how many times he's fallen down and grabbed a body part. I'll double-check on that. Suns will still not have the services of Chris Paul and Landry Shamet. Paul remains out with a heel injury. Shamet still recovering from a concussion. Tonight's game gets underway at 8. Oh, joy. TNT has the national TV broadcast, and you can hear it on the Arizona Sports app and 98.7, beginning with pregame coverage at 7:30. I haven't seen word on LeBron's availability for tonight. We'll keep an eye on that. He could be coming back, but yeah, Anthony Davis is playing out of his mind.
It's the Lakers.
Yes. And the three-game winning streak is against three bad teams.
Well, how many games in a row have the Suns now won against the Lakers?
I believe it's 11 in a row.
It's 11 in a row. That's what it is. It's 11 in a row. Yeah, that's a great streak. Got to keep that going, Vinny.
The Coyotes got Nick Schmaltz and Jacob Chychrun back from injury. Put up a good fight, but ultimately fell to the Nashville Predators 4-3 in a shootout. Nick Bjugstad scored a shorthanded goal at 13-16 of the third to tie it. The game would eventually get to a shootout where Nashville's Cody Glass would beat Connor Ingram in the seventh round to ice it for the Predators. Yotes continue their road trip tomorrow night in Carolina against the Hurricanes. In basketball, college variety, the Maui Invitational got underway last night for the 14th-ranked Arizona Wildcats. They opened up their island stay with a 101-93 win over the Cincinnati Bearcats. Azulis Tabellis, 30 points, 11 rebounds. Umar Balo added 21-10. That's a pretty formidable front line with those two guys. I'm just going out there on a limb and saying that.
We got two more seven-footers on the bench.
Sometimes I think Vinny just flexes his PA skills with your awesome pronunciations of these athletes.
It is impressive.
I don't want to get them wrong.
It is kind of like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is pretty impressive. I gotta give you that.
It's a growing pet peeve of mine. Maybe it's because of that. Maybe it's because I'm just getting older.
No, it's good. People should be called by their right name. I'm down with it.
Mispronounced names drive me up a wall. The Cats advance to take on 17th-ranked San Diego State in a semifinal matchup tonight. Of course, I've just jinxed myself, and I will say something really stupid before the end of today. The Aztecs beat Ohio State in their first-round game. That game tonight tips off at 8:30 Arizona time. Elsewhere in college,
Sarah and I are excited. We could actually watch maybe a half hour of that game before we have to go.
20 minutes.
Take a nap.
20 minutes.
Did you stay up for the Cardinals?
For the Cardinals, yeah.
We both. Do you know they played last night, Jarrett?
The Cardinals? I'm not quite sure.
I'll be honest. My TV got shut off before the last kneel down.
Really?
Yeah.
I stuck it out.
Lucky
but
you.
I regret it.
Yeah. I mean, it was only a few plays, but elsewhere in college hoops, NAU lost to fourth-ranked Texas 73-48 in the Leon Black Classic in Texas, and GCU fell to Wichita State in the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City 55-43. Bobby Hurley's ASU Sun Devils, who received votes in the new AP Top 25 rankings, back home to host Grambling State at Desert Financial Arena in Tempe tonight. Devils come in 4-1 after winning the Legends Classic at Brooklyn last week. The Tigers from Grambling 2-1, including a win over Colorado. However, their last time out, they lost to GCU 81-48 on Friday. That game tips off tonight at 7. You can hear it on the Arizona Sports app and ESPN 620, starting with pregame coverage at 6:30. And the USMNT opened up the 2022 World Cup slate with a 1-1 draw against Wales. U.S. jumped out to a 1-0 lead on Tim Weah's goal in the 36th minute, but Wales evened it late on Gareth Bale's PK tally in the 82nd minute. It was Wales' first World Cup match since 1958.
Ugh. There was a great moment at the end of that match when the USA goalkeeper wandered way out of the net, and that Gareth Bale guy almost had the space to launch like a half-court shot, and he got kind of pushed down from it. I don't know if you saw that. That was a good match.
It was a frustrating match again for 59% possession for the American team. Next up, they get England on Friday. They were victorious in their first match in Group B, beating Iran 6-2. A major upset already today, as we mentioned, in Saudi Arabia knocking off Argentina 2-1 in Group C. By the way, Saudi Arabia ranked 51st in the world, the second lowest ranked team in this year's tournament.
An unbelievable upset. Argentina's like the number one seed,
and
right?
They beat Messi. I mean, Argentina's always a powerhouse.
Yeah. So if they lose again, they're done? That's basically how it works?
Yeah. It's a point system, but yeah, when you lose
Two out of three.
You're pretty much done. Is good news for the United States team, by the way. Every time they've won or drawn in their first match of a World Cup, they've advanced to the
Except
knockout.
This was one they needed to win, I think.
Yeah. You figure they'll beat Iran. They're going to have to figure out something against England, who I think is the toughest team in their group. Breaking news there. There you go. There's your splash for whatever today's date is. November 22nd.